Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to the finale, the season finale of season 5 of Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say we are in the last Mishnah of the last Perek of Pirkei Avos here in season 5 with the commentary of the Smarno and Rabbi Pelkovitz. We're going to take our big summer hiatus and God willing we'll be back with a new commentator, with a new commentary, with a new perspective on Pirkei Avos and Mir Tashem, hopefully God willing. With the beginning of the school year. So let's look at Perek Vav Mishnah Tet, Chapter 6, Paragraph 9, about 5. Chamisha kinyanim kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo. 5 possessions, 5 acquisitions did Hashem acquire for himself in this world. The Elohim, and these are them. Torah, kinyan echad. Torah is one acquisition. Shamayim v'aretz kinyan echad. Heaven and earth is one possession. Avram kinyan echad. Avram is one possession. Yisrael kinyan echad. Yisrael is one possession. Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad. The Beis Hamikdash, the temple, is one acquisition. Now we go through each one. How do we know? Different verses, different psukim explain it. Torah minayin. How do we know about Torah deksiv? As it says, Adonai kaneni reishis darko kedem ifalav me'az. God, Hashem acquired me the Torah at the beginning of His way, before His works in the time of yore. And Shemayim v'aretz minayin, how do we know about heaven and earth? Tiksiv kol amar adonai shemayim kesiv v'aretz v'adam v'gleiz abayis v'shedim v'libayis v'mekom enu chasim. That comes from the Haftorah. We see that oftentimes in the Haftorah, Hashem said, the heaven is my footstool and the earth is where I put my feet. The heaven is my chair and the foot is, and the earth is where I put my foot. What house can you build for me? Where can I place my rest? What place can be my rest? V'omer, and it says, Maro b'man sachana gulam b'chachma sis malarz ken inecha. How abundant are your works, Hashem? With wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Avraham minayin, how do we know about Avraham? Because it says, V'yivarchiv v'yimar baruch Avraham le'ala yon kodesh shemayim v'aretz. How do we know about Avraham? Since it's written, he blessed him and said, Blessed Avraham of God Most High, who acquired heaven and earth. Yisrael minayin, how do we know about the Yisrael? Because it says, Adi avraham chaduna adi varim mizukanisa. It says, until, from where? Until your people pass through, Hashem, until it passes through, this people you acquired. And it says, for your people, the holy ones are on the earth, and for the mighty, all my desires are due to them. Based on Mikdash Minayin, how do we know about this, the holy temple? How do we know? Because it says, your dwelling place which you, Hashem, have made, the sanctuary, my Lord, that your hands have established. And it says, Vayivim el gavul kadsho, harzeh kansa yimino. And it says, and he brought them to his sacred boundary, to this mountain with his right hand, which his right hand acquired. Anything that Hashem made in this entire world, other Pirkei Avos put this as 2 Mishnahs, but here we combine it. You only did it for his glory and his honor. It says, all that is called by my name, indeed, is for my glory, and that I have created, formed, and have made it. And it says, and Hashem shall reign for all eternity. We shall be blessed. We should be zoche. We should be mevarach, that Hashem should bless us, that we see the gifts. We see the presence. We see Hashem in our presence, and in our life, and in our surroundings. Of course, every time we finish off Pirkei Avos, before we read the commentary, we say, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Omer Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. The Holy One blessed you, wish to confirm merit upon Israel. Lefigachir b'lehem Torah mitzvos. Therefore he gave them Torah and mitzvos in abundance. Shenemar says, Adonai chavetz amatsego yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired for the sake of Israel's righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. So there are 5 possessions. Obviously everything in the world is the possession of Hashem. But there are 5 possessions that Hashem did in this world that had to be proven and that were proven throughout the Mishnah, talking about Torah, Shemayim v'aretz, Avram, Yisrael, and the Beis Hamikdash. In our life, we should be zocha to see all those things, and we should see with our own eyes how such things come about. The Tana talks about, the Smarno points out, that the ultimate goal that Hashem wished to reach and attain through creation was completed with these 5 possessions. He states that the first one is Torah, which serves to perfect and complete the being who has free choice, the human being, so that he be in his image and likeness. He brings proof to this from the Pasuk in Proverbs, Ani chachma Hashem kanini reishis darko. I am wisdom Hashem acquired me through the Torah at the beginning of His way. The second is the existence of heaven and earth. For through their existence, the human species is able to realize that perfection which was the intent of Hashem's creation. It brings proof from the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem kisiv haaretz adom ragli. The heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. From this, it is established clearly that the person who is zealous in his endeavors regarding the word of Hashem, the Torah, is the one who represents the purpose and aim of the existence of heaven and earth. He also brings proof from the pasuk in Tehillim, Marabu Masech Hashem Kulam Machachma Sisim Alars Kaninecha. How abundant are your works, Hashem, with wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, which follows the Tehillim story of the creation of heaven and earth. Meaning, at all that he brought into existence was for the wisdom Torah, whose aim and purpose can only be completely attained here on earth. As it says, the earth is full of your possessions. The third possession was Avram, who alone in his generation was the one who realized in his being the intent of Hashem. He brings proof to this verse from the pasuk in Bereishis, Baruch Avram Lekel Yon, blessed is Avram of God the Most High. Meaning that through Avram's being, Hashem became Most High, who acquired heaven and earth by attaining and reaching his aim in the creation of man. The fourth possession is Israel for all the nations. His intent and purpose was not realized except through Israel. And it brings proof from the pasuk in Shemos Amzu Kanisa, these people that you acquired. Only through this people, among all the people of the earth, was the divine desire and purpose fulfilled and acquired. The fifth possession was the Beis HaMikdash, for in that place alone, among all places, was the desire and purpose of the Almighty, of Hashem, complete and fulfilled. It brings proof to this from the pasuk in Shemos Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadacha, meaning that for the sanctuary which he made, his hands did establish all other material things. To show that this refers to the Beis HaMikdash and not the sanctuary in Shiloh, it brings proof from the pasuk in Tehillim, Har Zeh Kansan Yemino. And since the glory of Hashem is utterly complete and perfect, this was the perfect end and the purpose of all the creation. It brings from the pasuk in Yeshayah, and so it's called by my name, and also from the pasuk in Shemos, Kananu Yodacha, Yashem Yimloch, meaning that the intent of all that his hands established was for the purpose that he reigned for all eternity. V'molik kavartz is called Aretz, Amen V'Amen, may all the earth be filled with his glory, Amen and Amen. The notes point out that the Sforno explains that the word kinyan, possession, used by the Tana of this price is meant to depict Hashem and his role as creator. Everything that Hashem created is purpose and is the fulfillment of his will. As his will is perfect and complete, so is his creation. The five things enumerated in the Brisa complete the process of creation, brings it to its perfection. The Sforno analyzes God's five possessions, which are Torah, heaven, and earth. Avram, who represents the ideal man visualized by Hashem and the people chosen by Hashem to effectuate his divine plan here on earth, these being the people of Israel and the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. The Sforno explains that the reason for bringing additional verses, proofs, for two of these godly possessions, for in each case the additional pasuk amplifies and clarifies the teaching of the Tana. Regarding heaven and earth, the Sforno explains that this creation was for the benefit of mankind, the crown of creation, and that man in turn can only realize his purpose and potential through the wisdom of the Torah, which is the wisdom of Hashem. This concept is expressed by David in Tehillim. The people of Israel, the holy sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, represent the completion of Hashem's aim and purpose insofar as perfection of people and place are concerned. The second proof, pasuk, regarding Yisrael is not explained by the Sforno. The Medrash Shmuel, however, does offer a reasonable explanation for the inclusion of this pasuk in Tehillim to teach us that even at those times in Jewish history when Israel is not worthy, the merit of the holy ones who have passed away will grant their descendants a special status. The Sforno explains that the second verse, pasuk, quoted by the Tana regarding the Holy Temple is for the purpose of clarifying that the sanctuary listed by him refers to the one in Jerusalem, for only that one is situated on a mountain, unlike the one in Shiloh. The concluding phrase is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. The Sforno uses this expression at the conclusion of his other writings, as he does here. May we be zocha to internalize and to put into ourselves the teachings of Pirkei Avos, the learnings of Pirkei Avos, the ability to make ourselves better people, more wonderful people, the ability to actually see to be more awesome people and to be more moral, ethical, and upright people. And maybe we could finally be zochem for Mashiach to come speedily in our days, with the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt speedily in our days. And may that day, in fact, be today. This has been the season finale of season 5 of the TTPA. Join us as we come back, God willing, after the big summer hiatus in early September. And I'm Mirtz Hashem, and I'm your host, Tani.